Good morning. 6:39 a.m. on Saturday, July the 15th, 2017. It is, it's actually a cloudy morning. It's mostly cloudy. It's a big gray patch of clouds right overhead right now. It's actually quite pleasant out. A little bit muggy. There's a bit of breeze coming up. But it's actually quite pleasant, all things considered. As he stops to play in the puddles, the grass clippings tend to form little dams as the sprinkler runoff runs down the ditches. And maybe it's a kid in me, maybe it's the me from long ago who used to channel the snow melt runoff down a very long driveway. But I see them, sometimes I just can't help myself. I have to stop and break the little jam, let the water flow. That's another big puddle. I'm going to let that one go. I don't need it. So I'm out, I'm walking. Yesterday was not the day that I needed it to be. Or maybe it was the day I needed it to be and not the day I wanted it to be. It's an interesting dichotomy. I'm almost done with this particular module. Today's day 10 of the Headspace Pro Level 2, where Andy doesn't actually guide me through the exercise. I'm supposed to do it. He gets me started, and then he tells me when the time is up. And I'm supposed to go through the whole exercise in silence, on my own. It's 10 minutes. It goes, these days it goes really, really fast. And the challenge of staying focused in the moment for 10 minutes of, you know, checking in with the environment with your eyes closed, checking in with the body, forcing yourself to pay attention to, but not necessarily to do anything about the body, the way it's sitting, the way it weighs in the chair. And let's focus on breathing in and out, in and out, for 10 minutes. I honestly don't know how many breaths that is. Back in the beginning, I used to count breaths. One in, two out, three in, four out. Up to 10, and then start again. The counting was useful because quite frequently I'd find myself at 11 or 12 or 13 because I have been distracted and my brain is counting, but I'm not paying attention to the count, which sounds odd, but it happened regularly. I mean, you do, so often it becomes automatic, it becomes rote. And so you continue to do it, but you don't necessarily pay any attention to it. I think that's one of the things that talking helps me. Keep the walk from becoming just rote, just something I do but don't pay attention to. And since I started doing the walking meditation on the first 10 minutes, it's very much turned into a much more contemplative first mile, a much more in the moment first mile. I'm out a little bit early this morning. A, I needed to get out early this morning because I need to get out before it gets hot. It's supposed to be another hot day. I really want to go to the farmer's market, but I'm not sure I'm going to. It opens at 8. It's about 10 minutes away. But I have to take the kid to work, and she needs to be there at 7:30. And that's only... you know, it's maybe 6 or 7 minutes from there to the farmer's market. It'll be almost a half an hour before the market opens. On the one hand, I'd probably get a good place to park. On the other hand, I don't necessarily want to go over there and sit there for 20 minutes. I do have a book, but I'm not a good person to wait. Instead, what I'm thinking I'm going to do is just come home and open the word processor. I have to fix breakfast for me in a little while. I fixed breakfast for her earlier. I need to... I had my first breakfast at 4:30. So I really wasn't ready to eat again at 6. I will be ready to eat again at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Like a grocery run too, so maybe I'll do the grocery run and see where I am on time. I'm going to have to go to the store, perhaps today, and get a couple pairs of 32 waist jeans because these 34s are a pain. In a good way, really. I'm on the last notch of my belt. I can't tighten the belt any further. But the pants keep sliding down. Captain Saggy Pants here. And it's not comfortable. And that makes me a little bit self-conscious. It's not comfortable. So when you figure that 2 months ago, in round numbers, 2 months ago, I was wearing 36s and they were kind of snug. I weighed 193 pounds. And I had quite a beer belly, although it wasn't from drinking beer, always the pity. It was just from, A, there was too much of me, B, what there was drastically out of shape. I'm still not in great shape. I'm still not in really good shape. I know, I think I said this before, I'll never have a six-pack, but at least I won't have a keg. The push-ups are seriously helping. I've noticed how much stronger I've gotten from doing the push-ups, from doing the leg lifts, from doing the weight. 2 pound weights once a day. We should start that doing that twice a day. So I get in 20 push-ups over the day. I get in 20 leg lifts. I get in 20 of the weight exercises. Now this looks serious. Police officer and a watch commander cruising down the dead end cul-de-sac. It's Saturday. It's difficult for me to keep track of the days of the week. I was into yesterday afternoon thinking it was Saturday afternoon. Actually, I think I got home from my walk and thought, oh, well, shoot, I should have gone to the farmer's market, except farmer's market wasn't open yesterday. Oh, they didn't go to the cul-de-sac. Interesting. I wonder where they're going. They just came through the corner, around out ahead of me. They're heading toward my house. I hope they're not going to stop there. Say it with me. Monk Post. So I do need to get some groceries. I do need to get some more vegetables, which is why I'd like to go to the farmer's market and get some real vegetables. I got some Roma tomatoes that looked wonderful, but they're pretty tasteless. I'd like to get some interesting carrots. I eat a lot of carrots. I eat at least a carrot a day, sometimes two. Carrot sticks are not real exciting. Lately I've been cheating in a couple tablespoons of hummus by dipping the carrots into the hummus. I don't think that's helping my glucose any. By the numbers, I'm still within. I'm actually still short. Last night's evening numbers were not good, but they weren't terrible. I really like it when I can get the evening number down to two digits instead of three. It's like 107 last night, which is almost two digits. And given the reliability of the meter, the accuracy of the meter to measure what my glucose actually is, is somewhat suspect. I think it's plus or minus 20 points. So an 80 could be 100 or it could be 60. 100 could be 120 or could be 80. I don't think it's any closer than 20 points. I'm going to have my blood work done on Monday, and maybe what I'll do is ask the phlebotomist to let me take my glucose within a few, just before she takes the blood stick, so that I will have a calibration number. And the problem is that if I take a reading, even within a few minutes, even in the same finger, the spread of values is really quite high. I'm used to some accuracy. I'm used to plus or minus 2, maybe. Plus or minus 5, maybe. But plus or minus 20. We're talking about numbers like 100. It doesn't. It's a ballpark, but it isn't exactly what I call reliable. It's valid. When we talk about statistics, we talk about reliability and validity. And it's valid because it's clearly measuring glucose. But it's not terribly reliable on repeated measures, which is when you give the same test again and again. So it's not really reliable. And I think the reliability is in this case, is a function of the accuracy. If the control solution, which is a known quantity, there's a control solution that you can test your meter with, and if the control solution is a known quantity, then if you do it with strips from the same batch, within a few minutes of each other, you would expect that the numbers would be relatively close. But the reality is they're at least 20 points apart. The margin of error on the control strips, the recognized margin of error on the control strips is like anything between 80 and 140 is considered a valid response. That's a, for a known quantity, for a known sugar, a known glucose level, that's like throwing darts. There's a little breeze, but it's apparently blowing in the right direction because I could hear the train whistle. Now, the train whistle's 5 miles away. It's off to the east. It's actually further away. The farmer's market is right alongside the railroad tracks. It's beside the old Greeley Railroad Terminal. So that train is going to go right by the farmer's market. But it hasn't got to Greeley yet. It's still somewhere down around Evans, judging from the direction of the sound. There's a couple walking dogs ahead of me here. Every once in a while they'll stop and look back. Who the hell is he talking to? You should be able to hear that. Sound of gunfire from the distance. It's getting close to me now. Oh man, it's lovely. The air has some moisture in it. It feels soft against my skin. It feels like I'm at almost at sea level in terms of the texture of the air. It's odd. When I go someplace like Balticon and go back down to sea level or very near sea level, the air feels so much different. The difference between sea level and 5,000 feet is, and when you first come up from sea level, when you first come up here, it's not readily apparent. It's not until you get used to having the texture, having the density of air that we have here. And then you go down to where it's almost 50% denser that I begin to notice. Now maybe, I don't know, maybe if you came up here, you would notice that it's not anywhere near as dense as you're used to. You would notice it if you start to do any kind of exercise. I suppose if I do the grocery run and get the things that I need, that I know I can't find at the farmer's market. Now I can go over to the farmer's market. Cruise around, see if I can get maybe some fresh green beans. We eat a lot of green beans. Our kids love green beans. I need some fresh green beans that I could perhaps saute with a few onions and some peanut oil. It would be delicious. Maybe get some fresh local zucchini, some summer squash, make some calabacitas. I got steaks for supper. But that's it. I'm out of entrees. I forgot to go to the grocery store tomorrow at the latest. So maybe I'll do a little bit of marketing this morning. In a sense, I'm going to go to market and buy stuff as opposed to I'm going to try to sell my books to somebody. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.